held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for 8 years, Ali al-Balul's fate is in the hands of a U.S. military appellate commission, which convened at a federal court less than a block from the White House. A 3-judge panel heard arguments for and against the al-Qaeda propagandist and media master for Osama bin Laden, convicted of war crimes and sentenced to life imprisonment in 2008. At issue do videos and other pro-Al-Qaeda material al-Balul produced to recruit and inspire anti-American jihadists constitute free speech that is protected by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Defense Counselor Mike Berrigan says yes.
Mr. al-Balul's conduct in making this documentary, State of the Ummah, was a violation. His prosecution for making that conduct was a violation of the U.S. First Amendment. Not that Mr. al-Balul had particular First Amendment rights, but that the constitutional restrictions on the U.S. government prosecuting someone for speech made the prosecution itself illegal. Mr. al-Balul's conduct in making that documentary does not come close to the incitement standard of inciting violence that can be criminalized.
Not so, says the government's attorney, Navy Captain Edward White.
And our position was that as an alien enemy combatant waging war against the United States from abroad, he does not have First Amendment rights. He crossed the line into criminally soliciting other people, inducing, enticing, encouraging, persuading them to commit war crimes.
Also at issue, whether charges initially brought against al-Balul constituted war crimes and whether he should have even been tried before a U.S. military commission. Attorneys also argued over whether al-Balul has been subjected to retroactive justice, specifically whether charges against him were elevated to criminal status after he was in U.S. custody. The defense hopes the military commission review will strike down al-Balul's conviction. But lawyers for both sides say, regardless of the outcome of the appeal, al-Balul is not likely to be released from Guantanamo Bay anytime soon.
I don't believe there's any scenario under which this court would decision would ultimately result in necessarily in the appellant's release. And in any event, insofar as he's detained as unprivileged enemy belligerent under the laws of war, that would be a separate decision for other authorities to make.
The court did not say when it planned to rule on al-Balul's appeal. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.